We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Kevin Bacon says if he's at a wedding reception, there's one song you'd better not play. Biggie, what is it?
Footloose?
It is Footloose. Well done. Yes, he says as soon as you play Footloose at a wedding reception that he's attending, it becomes all about him and not about the couple. So as soon as it starts, he's... No.
If you were the young couple getting married,
yep,
and for some whatever reason Kevin Bacon's there, I think you'd be totally cool with him doing a Footloose dance.
Well, that's what I thought.
Don't you think?
Yes. In fact, I would say to
him... I can see his point of view.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about the couple. But the couple wants it. The couple wants it, you know?
I'm sure you all remember the wedding years ago when John Bon Jovi went.
Yes.
And the band that was playing started playing Living on a Prayer, and that's the right. Female vocalist kept trying to goad John Bon to get out of his seat and sing with her. And he's like, I don't want to.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to do it because you're bad.
He wouldn't do it. And then
he finally got up and did a verse or a chorus.
And he starts singing, and she's pointing at the lyrics on the page. He's like, I know the words.
Sweetie, I got it.
Yeah.
Was that hilarious? She was like, come on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Here are the words. I printed them out for you. Bruh. I'm John Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I think it's nice that Mr. Bacon feels, you know, he doesn't want to take the eyes off the groom and the bride.
Mm-hmm.
But when you invite a celebrity, even a B-list celebrity.
He's not B-list, I don't think.
No, he's B-list.
Oh, I don't think so. He's done so many movies and shows. I think I think Kevin Bacon.
Permanent
always,
A-lister?
I think so.
I don't know. I'd put him B now.
Oh, I don't
know. High B.
Well, I disagree. I mean, he just did that, he's not working that much anymore, but he's done a million movies.
Well, let's just say you invite a celebrity to a wedding. Mm-hmm. I think you know that they're going to command some attention, even if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you know when you invite Kevin Bacon, people are going to be like, "Oh my God, Kevin
Bacon!"
There's
Kevin
here.
Bacon. I mean,
if you invite Uncle Kevin, you know.
We were at a wedding once, and the coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Nolan Richardson, was there.
See,
and I raced right over to him.
Can you draw up a play for me?
And I said, "Will you draw up a play?" And Nolan says, "I hate to be at a wedding like this because, of course, I take all the
everybody wants to talk basketball.
Everybody wants to talk about the Razorbacks.
That's right.
I did, Pig Suey." I mean, it was really a big thing.
It's just a couple years after he'd won the title, right?
Yeah, they had beaten Duke in the title. I said, I hate Duke. And he's like, boy, there's a lot of Duke fans down here because we were in North Carolina. I said, I don't like Duke.
I'm not one of them.
I said, I'm glad you beat Duke in the championship. And he's like, and he couldn't have been nicer, by the way.
True.
Yeah.
And the bride and groom, I don't remember them.
No one does.
Because Nolan Richardson was there.
It at a wedding or a cookout where you met former quarterback Kerry Collins and he thought.
Funeral.
Funeral, Biggie. And funeral. He thought you were special.
He thought I was special because, and I knew he was going to be there because we are friends with his sister-in-law, okay? But they live somewhere else, and so we're, and I shouldn't say this. When my wife went to CrimeCon in Tennessee a year ago, she stayed at Kerry Collins' house.
Okay. What? Yeah.
Kerry Collins.
You're just dropping this?
Super Bowl quarterback. I may have been sworn to secrecy on that. I don't remember, but she rubbed elbows with Kerry Collins. And I said, and she didn't tell me that before she left. She said, I'm staying with their relatives. And I said, okay. And then she got back and said, by the way, it was Kerry Collins. I was like, what? I mean, if I had known that, I might have been on the trip. But I saw him at his father-in-law's funeral. And when we got back, you know, there was like a reception afterwards. And I just walked up to him and said, I like football.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I like
football. You'd rehearsed what you were going to say, right?
I was going to say, I appreciate all your hard work and dedication to the NFL. And I love
sorry for your loss.
Right, yep. Love watching you play. And he was standing there in a suit. And I walked up to him, disheveled, and said, I like football.
Boom.
And he rubbed me on the head and said, me too, champ.
Mm-hmm. Somebody get this guy a plate.
Yeah. We got to keep the line moving, buddy. But
that's right.
Thank you.
Thank you
for stopping by.
That was it. Chris Dim just got a text from his brother who said they, in 1978, along with his parents, watched the Ted Knight show in which Ted Knight owned an escort service, and Chris Dim's mom and dad Love the show.
Loved it.
Love the show.
So did Charles. Apparently, they sat around the three of them in the living room, just laughing it up at the Ted Knight Show, and then one day it just disappeared.
Well, of course it does. That's how it used to be on television.
In a six-week run.
I'll tell you, Ted Knight was a big star in 1978.
Yeah.
In 1978.
What was Caddyshack?
80. Yeah. And,
but yeah, he was a bona fide star.
Right off the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Because he had already had another sitcom between, right? Too Close for Comfort?
That was after. That's like 83. Oh, it was? 80, yeah. So from 70 something to the mid 80s, he was a big name.
Yeah.
And in a lot of movies, and Caddyshack was enormous. And so I guess they tried it with the Ted Knight Show, yeah, and it didn't work out. But Chris Demme's brother and parents, count them as fans.
How about that?
On CBS, the Ted Knight Show about owning an escort service. I mentioned the Girl Scouts a moment ago. It is their 113th birthday today.
Oh.
And for a celebration, they are being sued for $5 million. Oh, we'll bring
what?
This. Yeah, we could bring this up with Lisa Lanier. A woman in New York, Amy Mayo is her name, has filed a lawsuit against the Girl Scouts of America saying that their cookies contain harmful levels of heavy metals and pesticides.
Like Metallica?
Like Metallica. No, well, no. More, let me look at the ones they had. Aluminum, arsenic, cadmium, lead, mercury, and some sort of herbicide.
Mercury.
And something used to kill weeds and Roundup.
Oh, they always try to throw Roundup in. I'm tired of that one. They do. They're always like, you know, this ingredient is also found in Roundup. Move on. No one cares. We're still eating it. I'm so tired of this stuff. Well, not to sound all dozy, but this is waste.
Well, now, but RFK would be saying, hey, let's take a look at this.
You know what I did too? This is funny you mentioned that, because I'd not heard about the lawsuit, but I just saw a headline. I don't listen to his podcast, but I know he's enormously popular. Mm. Joe Rogan. And one day last week, Rogan had a guest on, and they were talking about Girl Scout cookies. And Rogan said, they're toxic AF. I'm paraphrasing. So maybe there's this movement against the Girl Scout cookies. You know, 2 weeks ago, we were in here saying, oh, we love Girl Scout cookies. They put them in a Frosty.
We're glazing Girl Scout cookies. We were contractually obligated to say they put that Thin Mint in.
But they were delicious. They were delicious.
Delicious, but because of the heavy lead, it causes lisping.
It could cause Dane Bramage.
Cadmium and pesticides and so forth.
Let's cut to the chase here, okay? Yeah. All those chemicals and all that stuff is why everything tastes good. Okay, if we really removed all this stuff and you gave someone an organic Girl Scout cookie, it'd be just like cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd stare at you and spit it back out because it doesn't taste good.
Do you think? You think it needs the the weed killer?
Yes. It needs all this stuff to taste. That's why we like how it tastes.
Well, Chris Demme's on to something. That the woman that is doing the lawsuit has used a study mentioned on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Okay. Yeah.
So they sort of at the same time.
It's bubbling up, as they say.
Yes. There was a study commissioned by a group called Moms Across America. And this study says that 100% of the cookies tested, and they tested every flavor of the Girl Scout cookies, were high levels of all of those things I just mentioned.
Now, this is going to sound like a dumb question, perhaps, but what? Why sue? I mean, does a lawsuit even?
I don't know.
Will a court say take these out? But what about every other, like to Biggie's point, every other food item that might have them in them?
She would have more
ingredients.
I mean, wouldn't you have more success if does the lawsuit and the Joe Rogan podcast bring it to the attention of someone like Robert Kennedy Jr., who might say
that probably will.
Let's take a look at this. You know?
Sure.
Skinny's on the line to talk about Roundup. Skinny, go ahead.
Yeah, the active ingredient in Roundup everybody's freaking out about is called glyphosate. It's pretty much in all your weed killers and everything. And like people are saying, they're freaking out because it causes cancer and it's in all our foods and this and that. But like I said, that's your common ingredient that's in the weed killer. Oh. And everybody's just been losing their minds about it. But there's really no other way to control everything. Or everything would just be, you know, growing up rampant.
Well, but why is it in the food? I get it for the weed killer. Why is it in the Thin Mint?
That I really can't answer, but, like, I got some friends of mine that'll seek out food like all these naturally grown vegetables. It's like they swear up and down it's glyphosate free, but I mean, it's in everything. All the vegetables that you eat, there's traces of it in everything like that. Now, I can't answer why it's in the Thin Mints and everything like that. Mm-hmm. I don't really know if that's true or not, but there's traces of it in all the vegetables and everything.
Wow. Well, that is, in this article, it does say glyphosate, along mm-hmm, with the mm-hmm. aluminum and cadmium and all that stuff. Glyphosate was the one that they were most afraid of. And I guess it's the one in the weed killer. Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you, Skinny.
Yeah, Skinny's right. Glyphosate is used on grains, mm-hmm. beans, legumes, fruits, vegetables, and processed foods. That includes, you know, your cereal,
yeah.
pasta.
But it shouldn't be in the cookie. Maybe it's on the sugar.
It's in the dough.
It's in the dough.
It's in the wheat.
That goes into the cookie. So it does have glyphosate in it. I don't know if it's at a high enough level. And we'll ask Lisa Lanier on Friday. She'll join us. She's our official attorney. If this lawsuit can go forward and if it's the right way to pursue it, if she really wants that stuff out of there. I don't know how you get it out. If Skinny's right, and he appears to be.
You have to grow your own crop.
Yeah.
And then not use that.
I mean, he even says his friends say they're glyphosate free. He's like, brother, ain't no such thing. If you're going, even if you get the organically raised, I wonder if it's in there. Like if you buy apples at the grocery store that are organic.
Well, they're not supposed to use anything, mm-hmm. right? You don't use the chemical pesticides on organic. Isn't that the rule?
So that would be.
I assume. So maybe I'm being duped.
Austin, you're talking about glyphosate and why it's in our foods. Go ahead.
The way I understand it is that if you have farmers and stuff, and they're planting a certain crop, mm. and then after the harvest for that particular crop, in order to be able to kill off all the residual live plant, et cetera, to be able to come back in with a completely different crop, they use Roundup in order to be able to kill off all of that. So then they can start back over with a fresh, you know, just plot of dirt that doesn't have, you know, residual plants that they just got finished harvesting.
I got you.
I see.
How. All right.
Good explanation.
Are you worried about too much glyphosate in our foods?
Not particularly. I'm pretty sure something else will kill me first.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay.
He's in the biggie plant. Our current regulations, we should point out, say that there are levels,
yep.
There are health concerns about glyphosate. Regulatory agencies in the United States have determined that the levels in food are safe.
Okay, there you have it.
So some people are, I guess, uncomfortable with the levels, but it's there.
I think what people see, and they see a lot of this, is like it's safe, it's deemed safe here in the United States. If you take it to France, they'd mm-hmm. say you're out of your mind. It's yeah. not safe, you know, and we get more cancer than they get, and that's the reason. I mean, I do hear people saying that, and that our food levels, we should take a much closer look at that. I mean, I guess RFK Jr. is, I mean, he champions that kind of thing all the time, so I wonder if he'll be taking a look at it.
Okay. Make him work on measles first.
What, the measles? Is it, to me, measles is a little bit overkill. You know, you heard Marsha Brady. If you're going to get a disease.
If you have to get sick. Sure can't beat the measles.
I mean, why not?
Brady approved.
What are you hearing here?